This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. A new UN report says humans are making Earth a broken and increasingly unlivable planet through climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 2021 is what he called a make-or-break year.
This is the year where we need to have a new framework to preserve biodiversity, and this is the year where we need to take a number of very important measures to reduce pollution.
Unlike past UN reports that focused on one issue and avoided telling leaders actions to take, Thursday's report combines three intertwined environmental crises and tells the world what's got to change. It calls for changing what governments tax, how nations value economic input, how power is generated, the way people get around, the way they fish and farm, as well as what they eat. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says life expectancy in the United States dropped in the first half of last year. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The drop was staggering. 1 year. Life expectancy was 78.8 years in 2019, 77.8 last year.
I would say that the pandemic accounts for the vast majority of the decline.
Robert Anderson is with the CDC. Health equity researcher Dr. Kristen Bibbins-Domingo points out the numbers cover just 6 months.
It doesn't really reflect the full brunt of the pandemic, so I would expect that these numbers will only get worse.
She says Black and Hispanic communities have borne the brunt of the pandemic.
They are oftentimes in frontline, front-facing work, oftentimes low-wage work without the additional resources to protect themselves.
Bibbins-Domingo says more needs to be done to distribute vaccines equitably. I'm Ed Donahue.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Daily protests continued across Myanmar on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The Myanmar military issued arrest warrants to six celebrities who were accused of encouraging civil servants to strike and join the protest against this month's coup. The strikes have paralyzed many government offices and businesses, but one name on the warrant list, actor Lu Min, posted defiantly on his Facebook page that, quote, "It's amazing to see the unity of our people. People's power must return to the people." Despite junta appeals for civil servants to return to work and threats if they do not, there has been no sign of the strikes easing. Motorists in Yangon also continued with a campaign to show their opposition to the coup by driving at a snail pace throughout downtown traffic on Thursday. Nearly 500 people have been arrested for taking part in the protests.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Japan's Seiko Hashimoto, a woman who has competed in seven Olympics, has been chosen as the president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Hashimoto replaces Yoshiro Mori, who was forced to resign last week after saying that women talk too much.
We need to take a look at why he made such remarks. This includes background. This is not just Mr. Mori's matter. We need to take a look at everything and think about why it happened and find a solution for each issue. I think the Japanese public, especially those who signed the petition, are still not convinced.
The sexism row that his comments stirred marked a fresh blow to the Games, which have already been delayed by a year due to the health crisis. A recent poll in Japan showed that 80% of the public thought it shouldn't go ahead as scheduled in July.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. Even as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases drop in the United States, jobless claims kept rising. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
861,000 Americans filed for unemployment aid last week, up 13,000 from the week before. The weekly number had never topped 700,000 before the pandemic, and the stubbornly high figures now reflect a job market that stalled even as new virus case numbers go down. Still, the economy has shown signs of picking up. Retail sales soared last month as Americans spent their $600 stimulus checks, and some areas eased business restrictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.